took a wife. 'Twas little Bridget Daly who would stick to him for life. He gave a wooden wedding, the event to celebrate. Sent out invitations to his friends for poor and great. Each one was supposed to bring a present made of wood. Some of the things we brought were bad and some were very good. It looked as though a lumberyard exploded in the room when Clancy had a wedding made of wood. For there was all kinds of wood brought into the house at night. Hard wood, soft wood, kindling wood to light. Wooden shavers, enough to fill a bed, was brought to Clancy's house when he was 5 years wed. Now the first one to get there was Clancy's cousin Dan. He brought for a present a Japanese fan. Big Tim Maloney, as neat as a pin. He brought a cradle for the rat the baby in. Murphy brought a thorn horse and Cassidy a tray. O'Brien sent a corner wood for which he couldn't pay. Dylan sent a tiger to keep the stirrups up. Tommy Joseph Murphy sent a wooden bathtub. There was wood that came from China, wood that came from Spain, wood from Jerusalem across the raging main, wood that came from Russia, sent by the Tsar, wood that came from Ireland, enough to build a car, wood that came from England, wood that came from Wales, wood that came from Scotland, and wood that came from Yale, to pass around the whiskey and to pass around the ale. The glasses wasn't big enough to use the wooden pail. Everyone was feeling good, no one was feeling dry. All were in the glory, and the glory it was high. Someone asked Clancy, would he sing a song? Clancy said he would, but his voice was gone. Big Tim Maloney, he gave a recitation all about the kind of wood that grew in every nation. To hold such a racket, I can't keep it from. O'Brien called Maloney an educated bum. Up jumped Maloney, and he hit him such a whack. He raised up a hump in the middle of his back. That was a signal, and they all commenced to fight. The women hollered murder, and they said it wasn't right. Murphy threw the poker and hit a hula hand. O'Brien threw the kettle and he threw the frying pan. Patrick Joseph Murphy threw the window dough. Maloney's hot dough, not a red hot dough. All kinds of wood was a-flying through the air. Brady hit O'Grady with the rung of a chair. Murphy grabbed Sullivan and threw him on the bed. Stabbed him with the clothespin and left him there for dead. The police grabbed 25 and 30 got away. Took him up before the judge the very next day. The judge took them over and before him they stood. He gave 60 days in jail. Oh, be gaddy, ha, 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 they're all sore.